With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Democrat National Committee will hold a virtual roll call to nominate President Biden as the party's nominee before the Democratic convention in August. The move is to ensure Biden can get on the ballot in Ohio. The man convicted of attacking Paul Pelosi is resentenced.
The man convicted of attacking the husband of Nancy Pelosi with a hammer 2 years ago has apologized in federal court, but still received 30 years in prison at an unusual resentencing hearing that resulted from judicial error. David DePape was sentenced on May 17th for 20 years for attempting to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and 30 years for the October 2022 assault on Paul Pelosi. But the judge failed to allow the defendant to address the court at that sentencing, so that's why there was another hearing in which DePape said, "I'm sorry for what I did." I'm Shelley Adler.
Also in SRNnews.com, police in Hong Kong arrest six people for writing messages the authorities say advocate a rebellion against the state.
The arrests come ahead of a politically sensitive date in Hong Kong and mainland China, June 4th. In the past, before Hong Kong tightened its security laws to outlaw political dissent, thousands of people would gather in Hong Kong to remember pro-democracy demonstrators killed near Beijing's Tiananmen Square on June 4th, 1989. Such commemorative events have now been deemed illegal. The authorities say those arrested on Tuesday include the noted political activist Chow Hung Tung, who was part of a group dedicated to remembering June 4th.
At least seven people are hurt, with another two missing after an explosion in Youngstown, Ohio. The explosion took place at a downtown bank building. Officials say they're concerned about the structural integrity of the building. This is SRN News. Good news from Nigeria.
The army has rescued about 350 people kidnapped by the Muslim terror group Boko Haram. Most of the victims are women and children, and a lot of them are Christians. Boko Haram and other Muslim terrorists have been wreaking havoc in Nigeria for decades, killing tens of thousands of Christians as they seek to establish Sharia law in the country. The government has been largely unable or unwilling to address the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in eastern Pakistan say they've arrested more than 100 Muslim men and charged them with attacking a Christian father and son over allegations they desecrated pages of the Quran. The mob went on a rampage after locals claimed they saw burnt pages of the book outside the two men's house and accused the son of doing it. The assailants set the two Christian men's house and shoemaking factory on fire and then beat the son. This is SRN News. Some ethnic communities in the United States are criticizing changes to Census Bureau categories.
Advocates say Armenian, Black, Arab, Brazilian, and Hmong communities in the U.S. are not accurately represented in the numbers the Census Bureau produces, and that could mean they're shortchanged when it comes to budgeting, health services, and political clout. An example, the Census Bureau added a new category, Middle Eastern or North African, but missing from the list of backgrounds were Black Arabs from countries like Somalia and Sudan, and Armenians. Advocates are hoping the subcategories are expanded before the 2030 census. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new study shows that feeding peanuts to kids could reduce the risk of developing allergies. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine shows a strong link between exposure to peanuts before the age of five. More details at SRNnews.com.